Chapter 9, The Queen's Prisoners. I heard the screams again, but this time they were louder. As we entered one of the rooms, I saw a terrible sight. A young man was lying on his back on the rack. His wrists and ankles were tied to ropes, and the rack was stretching him from both ends. There wasn't any color in his face, and he was crying with pain. A young woman was sitting in the room, holding a small, frightened child on her knee. A guard turned the handle of the rack, and both the man and the woman cried. I couldn't allow this horror to continue. "Stop this at once!" I shouted. "I would like to speak to the prisoner privately." "But the man hasn't confessed yet," the queen said angrily. Suddenly, she remembered who I was, and she was quiet. The queen told the guards to take the prisoner off the rack. They laid him on the bed and left the room, followed by the queen. The young woman stood up and looked at me. "Don't be afraid. You can go to him," I said. The woman smiled gratefully and ran to her husband. Her eyes filled with tears as she put her cheek against his and kissed him. "It's all right," the man said, trying to lift one of his arms. "Everything will be all right." He cried with pain and dropped his arm down to his side. I dried my eyes, which had also filled with tears. "I'm going to help you," I said gently. "But first, tell me the truth. Did you kill the deer?" The man turned his head away and refused to answer.
"Please tell him the truth," cried the man's wife. "Tell him, and then you will die quickly without pain."
"He isn't going to die," I said. "You are both going to leave here today. Don't be afraid to speak." The woman smiled at me gratefully.
"You are a good man," she said.
The man lifted his head towards me.
"I killed the deer," he said. "I killed it because my family was hungry."
"You did," I exclaimed.
"Then why didn't you confess? You knew that you were going to die anyway." "If I had confessed, the queen would have taken our home and our land. My wife and child would have been left with nothing," he exclaimed.
Now I understood. The man had suffered the pain to save his family. I admired his bravery.
"Don't worry," I said. "We're going to free you. I will give you and your wife work in one of my factories. From today, you will always have enough to eat."
The man and his wife stared at me in surprise. They couldn't believe their good fortune. I told Queen Morgana to free them. The queen was very angry, but she did as I told her. A cart was brought to the front of the castle, and the man was carried onto it. His wife and child climbed up next to him, and they rode away into the darkness. They would be home before sunrise. That night we slept in the castle. I couldn't stop thinking about the prisoner on the rack, and I slept very badly. I wanted to see the other rooms in the dungeons, although I was afraid of what I would find there. In the morning, I asked the queen to take me to see her other prisoners. The queen agreed, and she started to tell me about some of them. To my surprise, she didn't even remember the names of some of the prisoners, or why they had been put in the dungeons. They were simply the queen's collection, which she seemed to be very proud of. Most of the rooms in the dungeons had no light at all. They were very damp, and they had a terrible smell. In one of the rooms, there was a very narrow window. When I entered, a prisoner was staring through the window. "What are you looking at?" I asked. The man turned round in surprise. He obviously hadn't heard a friendly voice in a very long time.
"I can see my home," he replied sadly.
"Then you can see your family," I said cheerfully. The man shook his head from side to side.
"For 22 years I have watched my house from this window," he said. "All that time I have prayed that I will be able to return home one day. I have seen many people enter and leave the house. I have also seen 4 coffins leave. I have worried and cried, not knowing which of my family were dead. I had a wife and 4 children, and now 4 of them are dead, and I don't know which of them is still alive."
I decided to take the man to his home myself. We were both very surprised at what we found there. We were met by shouts of joy and happy tears. We found the man's wife, now almost 50 years old, and 4 adult children. Not one of them was dead. The cruel queen had invented the funerals herself to torture the man. Queen Morgana had hated the man with all her heart. And what was his crime? Someone had told her that the man had once said that the queen had red hair. The queen was furious. Well, it was true. The queen did have red hair, but she liked to call it golden brown. Out of the 48 prisoners I saw, only one had committed a real crime. The man told me that he had killed a young woman because she had refused to marry him. I had the 47 innocent men freed, and I brought them out into the light. Their eyes had to be covered first to protect them from the light. They were weak and pale, and many needed help to walk. After I had made the preparations for the last of the prisoners to be taken home, I was ready to leave. Alessandra and I were pleased to leave the kingdom of King Uriens and his wife, but I planned to return one day to punish Queen Morgana for her crimes.